Blog Talk Radio.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Vicky loves sci-fi.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to this very special episode. First, I'm going to introduce my co-host before I introduce my special guest for tonight. Carl, how you say hello?
I am here. Hello, everyone.
Say
hi.
Hello.
Did Doc say hi? Not the special guest.
Sorry. Hello.
Okay, to introduce my special guest, we've told the story before about the most disturbing episode. Well, it came on my Facebook on the day that this special guest, my special guest tonight, their first episode was on the 11th of March. But we were busy there, so we moved that special day to the 13th of March. So, in short, our special guest tonight is Miss Vicky Love. Happy 2-year anniversary.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I don't know what to say. I have no words.
Because she has a show Sunday, too. This is officially the week of Vicky.
Big anniversary.
And
that's a new
Vicky,
one.
I want to ask you a question. Who was your favorite guest that we've had on the show that was a book author?
Well, I can't remember his name. His name was Kevin, I think. All I remember is that the equipment had a meltdown, and
Let's not talk about that one guy who's been on the show 2 or 3 times.
Of course, Troy Horwath. I can't even say his name right now. Sorry, it's been a long.
Does anybody here know how to say his name?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
thanks for thinking of mentioning me as your favorite author guest.
I'm reading your book. It's very dense, but quite interesting.
Well, I hope you like it. And it's pronounced Howarth.
Howarth. Oh, H-O-W. Okay.
Yes. There we go.
Happy
anniversary to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And every single day I think you teach me something new about the things that you do, the commentaries you make, and the movies and films that you talk about. Stuff that you put on Facebook about what you're doing, I've never known it before. So thank you very much for being such an informative guy.
Well, I try, and thank you. Thank you for the kind comments.
Doing pretty well.
Yeah, can you believe, Vicki, it's already been 2 years since you've been on here.
No, I was trying to remember not too long ago because I was talking to a girlfriend of mine, and I'm like, no, I don't remember how long it's been. So, nope. Didn't know it was 2 years.
Well, now you know. It's 2 years.
Yeah.
And it only felt like five, I'm sure.
Especially dealing with me.
Yeah.
Well, and dealing with me, too.
And
not the only one she's 200% got along with.
Yay! Woohoo!
Yeah, well, sometimes I'm just overworked and tired, that's all.
Oh, I know that feeling, especially you.
Oh, come on. Even Troy will tell you that I'm the kind of personality that people want to kill after getting to know me.
I can attest to that.
I know that when I was out of town last week and you said, you've got to be on Monday. And I'm like, I haven't had any sleep in over a week and he wants me to be on Monday, the day after time change. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you're
it
here.
Worked out pretty well.
Yes, that's because my mom woke me up because I was passed out.
Well, hooray for Georgia.
Yeah. Yes, you don't know how hard it was to really get this together and keep it a secret from you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't talk to Carl hardly at all. And so, like, I don't talk to you guys too much anymore. Kind of weird. I'm still in the loop, but not really. I probably, Troy, I probably have more interaction with Troy than with anyone else.
Well, that's because I'm so likable.
Yes, that's it. But, oh, listen to that. I know that, Stephen.
You haven't seen him deal with fans at the cons, Vicki.
I know, but I'm hoping to this year. I'm hoping to go to the...
Yeah, what is Monster Bash? That's in
June.
June.
June. End of June.
June 23rd?
June 23rd, yep.
Where? What city is it in?
It's in Mars, Pennsylvania.
Mars. Yeah, in Mars.
But I told him. Mars, Pennsylvania. Well,
yes.
I'm going to go.
North of Pittsburgh.
Are you going to be there, Troy?
Not this year, unfortunately, although I may stop down just to visit.
Okay.
I'm going to be there, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, I'm looking forward. Looking forward.
Oh, me too. It's going to be awesome.
I know.
It'll
be fun.
Well, that's why
I
like doing the podcast, and that's why Troy likes writing. He don't have to put on a smiley face and pretend that he's not weirded out by the fans walking up to him going, oh, you're the best author ever. I love your stuff.
Well, the only guy that usually weirds me out is some weirdo with a Wings Chop shirt on that keeps walking by my table.
Well, if it wasn't a circle, I wouldn't have to.
Yeah, he's about the only one that really makes me uneasy.
I'll tell you so. But yeah, Vicki was the first one of here of us behind that to get her of the co-host to get her own show. She started it maybe a month or so after she was there. Vicki Loves Sci-Fi.
Yep.
Because I admit it, I'm not as good with sci-fi as she is and science fact.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you guys can do okay with some science fiction, but when it comes to science facts, you guys really suck. So you really need
to.
Did you see Miss Love? Did we say anything this weekend about microwave ovens being able to take your picture? I don't think so.
And
that must be true.
That,
I saw it on the internet.
And I do remember that volcanoes have this vinegar and some sort of carbonated soda in them.
Yes, they do. They foam. They foam when they have seizures.
You just put some Alka-Seltzer in them. That'll settle them now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the tea.
like 2 weeks ago, Vicky, Brian Yuzna actually asked, he said, have any of you people seen Alien? And my first thought is, yeah, my first thought was, I'm glad Vicky wasn't here. Because there's a reason I called this show Vickyversary 2 years of F-bomb. Because if you average it out, Miss Love here has had the most amount of usage of that word than pretty much anybody else here.
I love that word. It's so creative.
Well, why don't you give us a little example?
Fuck? Like,
yeah,
oh,
show us how the word F can be used in so many different ways.
Can I use you, Carl?
Thanks, sure.
There's that all-important fuck you when you're really, really mad, you know, or fuck you. There's also
the one that I've only heard once on the Melting Show.
Oh, the Melting Show. I was melting along with it. I was not a happy camper. I probably said fuck.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever heard fuck, fuckity, fuck in my life, Troy.
No. Let's call it the pissed off chicken.
That's because Carl has an affinity for chickens.
Well, you know, I like them roasted. I like them baked. I like them pan fried. I'm okay with chickens.
Yes, well, I will not deny that I like the word fuck. I lost a friend over defending the word fuck. Yep, I'll take that badge and I'll wear it proudly.
Yay!
Oh, who's got the party horn?
Yeah, I have a little shaker.
Oh, wow. That's what that sound is? It sounds like you're wrinkling the chicken's neck.
And I have another one, too.
Oh, Lord. Okay, good.
See, it's a party.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you showed up with the party favors.
Oh, our beloved Vicky has been with us for 2 years, and she's been like really the biggest the center of science on this show, trying to make us look classy. She tries.
Which is very difficult with me around.
Well, it's kind of funny how you mentioned that your guest mentioned Alien, and when I try to ask you guys questions about different science fiction shows, there's always one of you that has seen something I ask you about, but there's always a good average that two of you haven't. So, yeah, that makes for interesting discussion.
You sure do.
Well,
yeah,
you are
Queen
Sci-Fi.
Like
yeah,
you just smell like Deep Space Nine more than the next generation.
Well, I think that there's a really good argument for both. So we could have that argument right now, but we don't have to.
You would win.
I agree with that.
Well, I think that
we're
going to
agree with whatever you say because you win today.
It's my part.
No, she always wins.
Almost always. With Carl? Yeah, 99.99.
Thanks a lot.
Can can't help it.
Well, we've been doing it for a number of years, so. And you always do win.
Yeah. Yeah, my kind of winning. Where I really lose. That's it. Yeah, well, I like discussing science fiction. I really love bringing in the science fact at the beginning of my shows. I love it because I love it so much. Half of my job, I work in a science academy. Half of my job is science. I had robotics kids in my room today and telling me all about their weekend where they had a gigantic failure. But still, it was really cool. I just love science. And I've loved science fiction longer than I actually knew what science was. So it just is
okay.
A good fit for
me. Special guest, the first question I have for you is, when did you first get involved in the sci-fi? What made you first fall in love with it?
Well, I don't know if I ever told this story, so forgive me if I've told this story before. But I was like 3 years old, this first house that we lived in when my dad came home from the airport. And it was way, way out on the west side of Phoenix. And there was a power plant out there that glowed at night, all the lights and everything. And to me, it was glowing, this yellow glow, right? And I was always fascinated by it. And I was like, oh, the glowing building. You know, I was 3, 4 years old. But then one night, it was hot. It was like October. So I was getting just a slight chill in the Arizona desert air when the sun went down. And on the television came I can't even think of the name of the stupid movie. It's not stupid. The Day the Earth Stood Still. And I'll never forget, because this is one of my earliest memories. I was watching it, and I'm watching the flying saucer. I don't even know that it's really called a flying saucer. I just see this flying thing, this silver thing flying, and I'm just mesmerized by it. And then very soon after it lands comes this robot. And the first time I saw Gort, I was totally mesmerized is a really good word, but I was just taken by him. I was absolutely fascinated and just in love and scared to death all at the same time. And so that energy building down the road from us and the shiny saucer and the shinier robot, that all mixed together. And from that moment on, I was like, every time I saw science fiction, I was just drawn to it. Every time since then. And then I remember the first time I saw War of the Worlds. I was 6 or 7 years old at my grandparents' house. And, I mean, I was just drawn to it after that. I'm not going to say that I wasn't scared of aliens. I used to watch the sky every single night from my bedroom thinking they were going to come down and destroy us. But, yeah, that's how it all started.
Oh, cool.
And now I put on the Day that the Earth Stood Still to go to sleep at night.
The Keanu Reeves version, that put me to sleep, too.
I haven't watched that version in a while, long time.
Carl says he watches it once a week. He loves it so much.
Oh, yeah, right. Give me a friggin' break. I did see it in the theater, though.
Yeah, so did I. I think most everyone did. Hope best.
That's why I say Carl's tougher than me. He likes to get his pain directly. Me, I can wait for the hurting.
Well, that's very true. If it's a movie that I like and they remake it, I'm compelled to see it in the theater.
How do you say deep hurting?
Oh, there are some that really hurt. Trust me.
I'm sure we've all had
that.
You're
going to like Monster Bashes. It's a nice convention.
It definitely is. Definitely.
Well, I was thinking that I want to meet everybody face-to-face. in person. I want to have a good time. And most everyone goes to that one. And plus, I have it off from school, so it all fits.
Yeah. Well, me and Troy, the biggest reason I think we started going there is it's convenient. I'm up there visiting friends usually in Pittsburgh at time of year, and it's close.
Yes, and I love monsters,
and
so
it's not
that
it
works far really
from
well.
You, is it, Troy?
Troy?
Oh, he's probably gone to sleep. Let's see.
Well, I don't blame him on that. You know, yesterday was daylight saving time. That's all.
But yeah, it covers like sci-fi and horror from the 50s to the, well, the 30s to the 70s.
Well, see, I'll fit right in. I love, there's lots of 50s sci-fi that I like and lots of 60s. Even 70s. I mean, up until,
yeah.
You know, Alien is 70s. I'm Battlestar Galactica is 70s, and I love that.
I'm
yeah,
so
the big guest this year is Rico Browning. They're bringing him back.
Who's he? Forgive me.
He's the Gill Man.
Okay. Oh, he's the Gill Man? Oh, God.
Yeah.
I love that. My grandparents, I used to watch a lot of science fiction at my, science fiction theater at my grandparents' house because I used to spend half of my childhood there. And every time the Creature from the Black Lagoon was on, I loved it, especially during summer, because my grandparents had a really nice swimming pool. And I would go out after the movie was on and go out and swim and pretend I was the Creature from the Black Lagoon. Oh, yeah. Great memories.
Yeah,
well, I'd like to get an autograph.
Oh, yeah. Here's another one for you. Since you're a feminist, Vicki, who was your first
yeah.
real feminist sci-fi hero, heroine?
Heroine? Oh, well, of course, Ripley. Absolutely. Can't think of anyone that was before Ellen Ripley. Except, you know, as a kid, there's somebody I really, really liked. And that was Maureen Robinson on Lost in Space because, oh, your thesis is crazy. But she went out in space with her husband, and I thought that was, like, the coolest thing ever. She even took her kids with her. You know, power on Maureen Robinson.
Yeah.
And then, and next comes, of course, Uhura from Star Trek because – she was on the bridge. She was kicking butt on the bridge of the Enterprise. Wow. But the first real heroine was, I think, Ellen Ripley. Am
yes,
I wrong?
You know how much you love your Alien series.
Yes, we're going to have
Lynn
a live
Carl
watch.
Had a bet. He said that you would kill me for saying this.
Yes.
And I say, nah. I think the trailer for Life looks like
yeah.
a better Alien film than the new Alien film does.
Well, I just saw it. Yeah, yesterday I saw the trailer for Life, and, man, I'm in the theater for that. Oh, wow. Didn't even know it was coming out. So I would have bought a ticket if I could have for the 24th.
Yeah, you're going to be big this year, Life. Alien Covenant,
yep.
Geostorm.
Yep. There's one in July. There's all kinds of them. Lots of them coming out. I'm trying to think of Blade Runner.
Oh yeah, Blade Runner 2 or whatever
yeah.
it's called.
I don't know what it's called, but it's slated to be out and but I'm trying to think what the name of that one. It looks really, really good.
Yale Storm's
well,
the one about the
passengers.
Okay,
what? Unless you didn't react. Okay, never mind.
I did not. Okay, why? What?
Well, I just know you didn't like Passengers. So that's why I mentioned it.
I really didn't like Passengers. And so what?
Well, Vicki, here's something that's not going to surprise you. I looked into it. Guess what the original script of Passengers was?
What?
A horror film. And the guy was supposed to be a psycho who goes crazy because he's unleashed. And then he lets loose the girl and chases her and tries to kill her throughout the rest of the movie.
That would have been just as bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's Ghost in the Shell's coming out. Planet
I don't know about that.
What's Ghost in the Shell?
By the way, not that this is exactly sci-fi, but have you seen the trailer for Atomic Blonde yet?
Yeah, because you put it on your Facebook.
On Filmworn. That looks absolutely fabulous.
Yes.
She looks kick-ass.
Yes. And she always has. What about Anne Flux? You know, come on.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's a history there. She can play anything. And Valerian.
Let's be honest, Vicki. What was your first thoughts when your ex-husband and this crazy guy he was doing a podcast with came and asked you if you wanted to be on?
Well, at first, I was kind of like, I thought it was, I was flattered in a way, but I'm not a horror person, so I didn't know how I could ever fit in, because I don't watch
fit in very well.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Doc.
You're very welcome.
I just love your name, you know. That's why I call you by your name all the time, because that's one of my favorite names. So, anyway.
Then you can call me that anytime you want.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, plus
so,
it sounds good with violence. Eric the Conqueror. Eric the Destroyer. Eric the Vengeful.
Eric the Slightly Fluffy and likes giving hugs.
There you go.
Oh.
And so, yeah, when you guys asked me, I remember talking it over with Carl going, you know, I only know science fiction. I don't know.
And I said, that's exactly why we want you on.
Yeah.
Right, that's what you said.
Yeah.
And then when I got to really know you, Stephen, I think you're a really cool person. And so I'm like, yeah, I could do that. And then it's not like I haven't done radio before. I used to produce radio, so, you know, it's not like I didn't know anything about it.
Well, I was smart enough to know what I didn't know, and I was like, I don't know as much about sci-fi as she does. I got to have her on the show to plug a hole in the boat.
There you go. I'm a good...
Just like
yeah,
Doc. He's there with the monster stuff.
Yar. Monsters are.
What the hell am I here for?
Everything. And music.
Oh,
you like blood
thank
free.
You.
It's your one.
Blood free. Yes, my beloved movie.
And that's always amused me about you, Vicki. Since you first come on, you always keep saying, you just like horror. You just like horror.
Yeah.
And I pretty much like everything. My dad was a sci-fi nut, so he's the one when I was about 3 or 4 said, Steve, you got to watch Star Trek. Steve, you got to watch Space 1999. Steve, The Day the Earth Stood Still's come on TV. Steve, Invaders from Mars is on.
True. I agree with you that you do. You watch everything. You know about everything. If Carl's more a selective person as far as he likes a lot of horror, and so he selects it more than
I have definite taste. I think the main thing, and I know you deride me for it, which is okay, is my love of the 70s.
Well, okay, you know, I say that, but there's reasons why I don't like the 70s. Some of it's really pretentious, and then some of it, the music is just god awful. Oh, that tinny, yucky.
Well, you know what? We did.
Can we safely say that you don't like the Eagles?
No. Well, actually, you know what? I'm not a huge Eagles fan. I only have one full complete album of theirs, and then I have a couple of others, like a Best of the Eagles, the live version, and like a Don Henley. That's about it. I mean, I love Glenn Frey, don't get me wrong, God rest his soul and all of that, but some of his music was just too shallow for me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I was born in Arizona, and they took a lot of Jackson Browne songs and made themselves famous with Jackson Browne songs. So, yeah, I'm supposed to like them.
Vicki, Carl has done 71 through 72 through his show, and we've already waded through and cut down for those shows over about close to 3,000 movies.
Now, it was more like about 2,000 for the 2 years,
so
for 70 and 71.
Yeah.
About 1,000 a year.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, you know, you were talking about the music. I just watched French Connection, and it has a score that I know you would hate. It's all that jazz influence and brassy. And
I hate that. Yeah. I don't even like French Connection. That's such a man movie. Ugh. I remember the date I went on to go to the drive-in with the guy. Ugh. The French Connection.
Here's a good question that I never asked enough. What do you think of the early 70s sci-fi, the ones pre-Star Wars?
Well, it depends. There's some of them are okay. I can't even recall what they are.
Logan's Run, Westworld.
I like Logan.
The Terminal Man.
I'm not a fan of the Terminal Man because I don't think they got their science fiction story right. I know lots of people love it, but I never liked the story too much. I thought they played it both sides. Too much of a drama, not enough science fiction, not enough drama. Well, it just didn't, I don't know. Terminal Man never worked for me. But I like Logan's Run. Logan's Run is coming true now. And with that Trump care coming out, don't you get too old now. Don't you get too old. We're just going to let you die.
And then
you're
so old.
Going with Westworld
too.
Come back.
Westworld.
What?
Look how Westworld's come back.
Yeah. Oh, God. I think that's my favorite. That and Travelers are my favorite two shows of 2016. Oh, well, no, and Stranger Things. They're... 2016 was a great year for breakout science fiction. Really a good year.
Yeah, Man in the High Castle, too.
Yeah.
That was
2016. When I seen Future World, the sequel from Westworld, the first thing after it was done, I thought to myself, man, this is a good movie, but there's so much potential for something great there. And I guess the series has proved me right.
Yeah, absolutely. The series is just, you know, it's a J.J. Abrams thing, and I think that J.J. Abrams, the thing that he does best is that he studies and he takes other people's ideas and expands on them, whether you like it or not. But I do like the reboot of Star Trek. And the ideas behind the reboot of Star Wars seems to be really good. And so Westworld is one of the most mesmerizing shows of all the new shows. I'd rather watch the new season than watch Game of Thrones. That's really saying something.
Okay. Troy just messaged me. Must have lost the signal. Was going to chime in more, but you guys have a steady convo going. Thanks for asking me on, and again, happy anniversary to Vicky.
Oh, thank you, Troy. Thank you. I love you. Hope I get to see you in summer.
And I do have a message from a mutual friend who wanted me to convey happy anniversary. He might be able to call in later, but he said if he didn't, to make sure that you knew that Russell Morris said happy sick anniversary.
Well, that's really cool, Carl. And Russell means more to me than I don't want to compare, but Russell saved my life. He helped save my life in a very, very, very bad situation.
In
and
case
so thank you, Russell.
In, Russell means more to her than everybody but Georgia and Zelda and her other dogs and pets.
Because no,
I know how mad
pet.
Prentice would get if I didn't mention her.
Yeah, Russell. He's a great guy. Heart of gold.
And then, and a question I got for you, Vicky. Why are you one of those fans, like Carl's talked about a lot, and you really haven't mentioned on the show, that when they have bad science in a movie, it just drives you batshit crazy.
Yeah, it does. And one of my favorite people in this world, too, is Kevin Grazer, who was the science guy, one of the science guys of Gravity. And sometimes the science drives me crazy. And so he and I had a back and forth way back when Gravity first came out. But, sometimes you have to have bad science to tell the right story. And I don't mind that at all. And I love science fiction as a projection of something, even if science turns out to be wrong. But something as simple as, gravity, and what gravity does, and what's her name coming down in that little pod, and she doesn't get crushed to death, and she crashes into a lake. Oh my God, a lake, and then it opens up, and she swims out of it, and she walks on shore. That's just not possible. And so I know that was helping to tell the story, but my son and I were just about ready to burst our brains. Yeah, and Dylan, he won't even watch it again. He's like, I'll never watch that movie again. And why'd you drag me to that movie? He's still like, oh, that movie.
But you like Star Wars where they have explosions in space and you can hear them.
Well, this is the thing. I know they do it for the dumb shits out in the audience, okay? The
like
people
Carl?
That don't know
right.
There's no sound in space. Hey, there's no sound in space, so we're going to see lots of pretty explosions and no sound. People just won't go for that.
Yeah, people want to hear the boom.
Yes, no matter how unreal it is.
Here comes the boom.
Boom, everything goes boom.
Boom, chaka-laka-laka, boom, chaka-laka-laka.
Yeah, okay, I do. I get, during Passengers, there's a point in Passengers where I lost it. I forgot that I was with, about 100 and something people. And I just go, that's not fucking possible. And then I go, oh, shit. And everybody looked at me and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And so I waited for a long time to leave that theater. Yeah, Passengers breaks lots of rules. It has a cool swimming pool thing and gravity and all. And that's because I watched this really cool thing from space today. I forget who posted it. It might have been Russell. Can't remember. Anyway, up in the space station, they did this. Kids asked down on Earth, can you wring out a towel for us, a soaking wet towel, and wring it out and show us what happens to the water? And so as the astronaut in the space station was wringing it out, you could see that there was a tube of water around the towel. And as the water had no other place to go, it started clinging, going around his hand and fingers like a glove. And so even when he let the tension off of the towel, the water still stayed around his hand. And it was very cool, and it reminded me of the only good science in Passengers, which was the water scene with the swimming pool, which is worth it.
Well, that's why they have to pee in the tubes.
Oh, yeah. You can't have water or any kind of liquid floating around a space station. Just not possible. That's why Star Trek was always wrong. You know, they were, well, they had artificial gravity, but if our artificial gravity ever stopped like they have so many times when the Starship Enterprise or the Starship Voyager or whatever loses its gravity, what would happen in all those places where there's actually boiling water, like in Voyager, when, what's his name, the guy from the other planet, I can't remember his name right now, he's boiling water. Huh? It was the guy who became the cook on Voyager.
Oh, Neelix.
Neelix, yes. If they lost gravity and he had all that boiling stuff going, oh, my God, people would die. So you could never be doing that on a spaceship, really. But it's good for Star Trek. Star Trek.
So
can do
I have
anything.
A question for you, Vicki. I saw this on one of the boards today, and I know you love the actor Walter Koenig.
Yes,
and they said, what's your favorite role of his? Either Chekhov and Star Trek original series or Bester and B5.
How can you go wrong with Bester? How can you?
I agree.
That is his best role. I'm on a lot of sci-fi sites, and hands down, everyone likes Bester. Yeah, Chekhov is a great character, but they didn't give him much to do in the original series. As the movies go on, he has more to do, and especially Star Trek Generations, he's only in it for, a couple of scenes, but he's in the scene where everyone finds out that Kirk's dead in the one part of the Enterprise, and he does a really good job right there, but he was already doing Bester on B5. And so that's when his acting career was just blossoming. And so he just, if you don't know Babylon 5, and you've never, if you've never watched Babylon 5, try to get hold of it somehow and watch it all the way through all four seasons. You'll love it, and you'll see who Bester is, and you will love Walter Koenig.
Yeah, it's actually five seasons.
Oh, five seasons. Sorry. I always forget about that fifth season. It's so weird.
I know.
Yeah, who cares about that grammar?
If we cares about
that,
after
you know
Sheridan
that some bitch on that show has that thing on his head and it does that thing? Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
You know what's
thing
scary, Vicki?
What?
Me and Carl actually say that on the phone sometimes to describe a movie, and we know what each other is talking about.
Well, yeah, because you guys are almost twins.
Oh, Jesus. I would take offense to that, Stephen.
Well, you are. I've listened on the other end of conversations with you and Carl. And, God, I've been between the three of us how many times just on the radio. Yeah, you guys are almost twins. Kind of scary sometimes. Especially in the old days, you know, the Hoovazoo days and before that. Sometimes I would get off the radio, and I'd say, oh, my fucking God. And then I'd ask my mom, because she would be listening. I go, did you hear that? Did you hear Stephen and Carl? Can you believe them? Oh, yeah.
You oh, and guess what, Vicki? We're going to be,
yes.
Keith is going to take our older episodes that we've done here
uh-huh.
on Block Talk since we left, and he's going to play them uh-huh. on Hoobazoo.
Oh, I was wondering about that. That is awesome.
Yeah, we're going to be on two radio stations now.
That's woo-hoo. Good. That's good for us. Yay.
Yeah, during the Doc Sludge era.
Well, you know, I'd be glad to help out.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. The more listeners, the better off we are.
Absolutely.
And to all the people, and they are, who tune in and listen to you, Vicki, what is your movies that and TV shows that you would recommend them to watch more than anything?
Well, definitely the Alien movies, especially the first two, of course, especially since Ridley Scott has said that Alien Covenant is not the last movie that he foresees in his future. In this franchise, he wants to reinvigorate the franchise. So definitely those. I would see Blade Runner also, both versions, the narration one and the one without narrator, both versions before I went to see the new Blade Runner. I think Interstellar is one of the best movies ever that takes really, really good science and puts it together with the human factor, love and destiny, and can you make a difference? So those are some films. And then of course, you know, I do really enjoy some of the Star Wars, of course. I really love Rogue One. I can't wait for it to come out. So some of the more fluffier stuff, even though people will never say Darth Vader is fluffy, but all the Star Wars, definitely. But I would Pitch Black, definitely hunt down Pitch Black, Event Horizon. And those of you that like horror, Event Horizon is right up the alley because it's science fiction and horror mixed together. Sunshine, one of the best science fiction films ever by Danny Boyle. I would definitely go for that. And then I like Pandorum for there's horror in that. And so... But as far as TV goes, Netflix and Amazon, I'm going to join Hulu here real soon, so I'll be able to say something about Hulu in about a month or so. But Netflix runs Dark Matter, which is really good, but Travelers, if you were a fan of the Stargate crew, and I'm not talking about Stargate SG-1, the actors, and just the people that created Stargate, Brad Wright and his crew, all the directors who directed all the Stargate episodes, the Atlantis episodes, the Universe episodes, they're the ones behind the new show Travelers, and Netflix funded it, so it's a Netflix show. I really find that fascinating. Stranger Things is going to come out, I think, this fall with a second season. So there's a lot of, and Dark Matter, like I said before, they're also the Stargate crew. You can look for Sanctuary, Amanda Tapping, and Andy Makita. They did, Sanctuary started out as a web series back when they thought the only way to go for science fiction was on the web. So it started out as a web series. Sci-Fi Channel picked it up. Oh, yeah, and Expanse. I'm into the last episode of the second season, and it has become really good. At first, I didn't know if I was going to like it too much, but the story has unfolded. It's very intricate and intriguing. Got lots of the Babylon 5 political flair to it. So that's another one. And that's on Amazon. So those are a few.
I hope you all took notes.
Yeah.
Yes,
well, you can rewind once you can, on the podcast, you can rewind it. So get your pen ready.
Yeah.
Well, he did ask.
Yeah, and in 2 weeks, the week after this one, we're going to start on what Vicky calls her favorite decade.
The 90s. Woohoo!
Yeah. And Carl will say, and I will agree, it'll probably be a little easier on me than it is on him because it's just basically him and me, and he goes through all the movies of the 70s. I'm going to let you guys pick out two and then find out which one is the ones we love the most.
Yeah,
okay. I got to get to 1990. I haven't done that. I mean, I looked a little bit at it, but
yeah,
there's
I'll
a lot
to
of good
get
stuff.
To you guys.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. I've been busy. Grades are due on Friday. Once I finish grades, I'm more free to do other things.
Yes, Vicky's main job is being one of the people who, she's a nurturer. She nurtures our future by being a teacher.
Yes.
Yes, she does.
Yes. I take care of, what am I going to do with my kid today? Oh, I'm going to send him to school.
No, you teach him good books and stuff like that.
Oh, I try.
Oh, what's your favorite books? You're a literature nerd, too. What's your favorite book?
Yeah. Well, if you're talking science fiction.
I'm talking your favorite books, period, for your fans who like you and respect your opinion, which they are.
Oh, gosh. Geez. There's a book out there called The Wide Sargasso Sea, and although it was written in the 20th century, it is actually written as a prequel to Jane Eyre. And so it's actually about Rochester and his crazy wife. It's a wonderful little book. It comes out of the Caribbean literature class I took. It's if you can find it, it's well worth your read. Well worth it. And then
Carl.
There's the yes, Carl.
Carl.
Yeah.
Vicky likes an 2017 movie with naughty parts in it.
Yes, it is.
Shame on you, Vicky.
What? What?
There's a movie of it.
Yeah.
The Wide Sargasso Sea.
Wide Sargasso Sea.
Oh,
I know.
And it's NC-17. Yes. Yes, because the filmmakers bastardized it for, money. As always.
Well,
yes,
go
they
on,
kind of made it into a porno thing. Kind of. It was going to have an X rating. And then all of us are like, what? There is a rape scene, though, of course. Caribbean. I'm not being racist. Okay, and
so what other books, Vicky?
Well,
yeah.
There's The Sorrows of Young Werther. Those are German. And let me think. I'm not even close to my bookshelf, but I'm trying to think. Well, I think everyone should read Fahrenheit 451. I think everyone should. Yeah, everyone should read that, especially now.
There's kind of a strange funky thing going on lately. I was doing some digging into Amazon, and apparently one of their best-selling Blu-rays and DVDs right now is 1984. And when I was in Walmart the other day, they had a copy of Fahrenheit 451 on Blu-ray for $7, which is now in my collection.
I'm not a fan of the film as much because that's another one of those films that takes Clarice is 17 years old. She's not a 25-year-old woman. And so there's this, they try to, in, I wasn't it Truffaut that did that film?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was Truffaut.
Yeah. You know, he tried to make a love story out of Montag and Clarice, but there's really not. There's no sorry, love story between them. So,
yeah, but he does get the very last scene of the book, right, the movie. It's just perfect and beautiful.
True, true. So it's worth a watch, yeah, but it's not exactly like the book.
And, Doc, have you seen the 1984 version of 1984?
No, I have not yet. I'm working on it.
Ooh, it's an amazing movie.
It really is. It really is. Because if you've read the book, it'll give you chills to see how well the movie is done.
Now, John Hurt is perfect as Winston Smith, and then Richard Burton is just fantastic as the Inquisitor.
Everyone's really good in that.
Everyone in that, absolutely.
Yeah, everyone puts in a really good performance. Bring that book alive. They should all be very proud. And then... let's see. I would always recommend science books, of course. I'm like a nerdy physicist that can't do math. So I would, you know, I read all of those books. But I'll tell you what, Brian Greene has a really great book on physics about the dimensional physics and string theory. It's called The Fabric of the Universe, and there's also a PBS special that you can find on DVD or at Amazon. I recommend that. I enjoyed the book. I enjoyed the series. It's a three-part series. I think it's three parts. And so that's really good. I like that.
Do you have any favorite authors?
Favorite
authors?
You mean like Harlan... like Harlan Ellison?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I call him Harlan fucking Ellison because that's his favorite word to use.
I know.
That's where you picked all that up.
Yeah, that's where I got it. It's definitely Harlan. He's my uncle. And so, don't you think, Carl, of all people in this world, who could be my uncle? Harlan Ellison.
By the way, have you ever seen Dreams with Sharp Teeth?
I don't think I've seen it, but I've read it. I mean, I have the anthology.
Well, the book, of course, but they did a documentary
book,
on Harlan, which they called Dreams with Sharp Teeth.
Yeah, I saw it a long time ago when you found it on YouTube. It's in like three parts on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I think he could be everyone's uncle. No, absolutely.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he could be everyone's uncle. No. No.
He could be my uncle. I'd be okay with it.
Well, he showed up on an episode of Scooby-Doo, so I automatically like him.
Yeah.
And, of course, he was involved with Babylon 5, too.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question. Would you consider a person that worked with the government to help protect our children online and wrote a book on it? An absolute tough badass?
Yes.
Yes. That's another thing about Vicky. She did that. And I'm glad and I'm honored to have a copy of that book. It's out of print now. But yes. She's been in the front line. When Vicky says she don't talk, she don't talk. She gets in the front line and picks up the gun and just basically puts her best foot forward.
I can attest to that.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, because I have always tried to be that person. And writing that book was really hard. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. As far as writing a book is hard, but once you get into the groove of writing it, it comes, okay? So it's like, but the subject matter was so hard to bring out. And it should be, instead of hidden, it should be brought out more and more, because this whole, I really thought, this is how naive I was 18 years ago, for all kinds of reasons. But one of the things I was naive about was that everyone would look at the internet and see the power of the internet and be wanting and be so awed by it that they would want to absolutely protect their children the easiest way possible from online predators. And so once I wrote my book, I figured I'd never have to write it again. I figured that's a done deal. It's so logical. And here we are in 2017, and the problem is worse than ever. And it's disheartening in many ways. But, yes, for a while I was an expert on the internet, predators, and pedophilia. Yay. I had a hard time with that. But thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, and she's a video gamer, too. What's your console of choice when you video game?
Oh, my gosh. PS4. Oh, then there's the PS3. And then there's the PS4 again. I don't game on my phone. I think that phone games are stupid. They're for babies or people who don't know anything about gaming or people who are pretending to be gamers. It is, if you're a real gamer, you have a console or a
PC. So people that game on their phone are babies, Vicky?
Yes.
Hey, don't you play that bubble game on the phone?
Oh, Carl. Oh, God. Have you ever watched Carl play bubble games on the phone or whatever it is? Crystal,
no.
Pop'em, whatever?
I'm into a type of solitaire now on poker.
Oh, be macho to the people out there, Carl. I've seen it.
I know. I found Pet Rescue. I'll be the first one to admit it.
Yeah.
I like puzzles. I'm a puzzle person.
Yeah, Yeah, tell me more. Play Tetris. Buy yourself a console. Play Tetris. Then tell me you're a puzzle person.
I'm a puzzle person.
Yeah,
I like that laugh. You know, I have to admit something. It's nice to hear you laugh. It really is.
Oh, I'm getting punch drunk here.
Oh, so you're getting loopy? Well, do you want to call it a night then, Vicky?
I'm just tired, that's all. Well,
yeah.
No, you know what? First off, you mentioned games. No, I can't just leave everyone hanging. I am
okay.
Science fiction. And one of my favorite people in the whole world sent me a screenshot just 2 days ago because he knows how excited I am, because in less than 10 days, I think it's 7 now, tomorrow's Tuesday, oh, my God, it's next week. Okay, so I'm really excited for a new game that's coming out. I have been waiting for 4 years. 4 years! So has everyone else. And so next week, Mass Effect Andromeda comes out. I'm going to be at the video store at 12 o'clock midnight and pick up my copy. And then I'm going to play until I drop asleep or whatever. I'm not going to say the dead word. But Mass Effect Andromeda is coming out, people. Buy it. Write that down
for the next time she says she can't get on the show during the week, not because she's tired.
Okay.
I'm taking the day off work. I'm taking the day off work, okay? My birthday's coming up, and so I deserve a day off, so I've decided not to take my birthday off. And, in fact, I've even elected to go to a meeting on my birthday, which is, whoa, pretty heavy duty. I am going to take the day off the day Andromeda comes out, and I am going to play for 24 hours. That's what I'm going to do. That's happening.
And I understand why Mass Effect is so popular with girls.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first video game besides Metroid that's sci-fi where you can be a woman.
Yep. And almost everyone chose to be a woman. Everyone loves Femme Shep the best. She's just the best. Meaning feminine shepherd. You could be shepherd, a male version or a female version. Plus, you get to build your character. Your character looks the way you want the character to look. You don't get the default character. You can play the default character if you want to, but if not, then you can build what your character looks like. And
yeah,
it is both a first-person shooter and a three-person point of view. It's both. It's like the best game ever. Did I say that right? Ever.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, to round it up, I've been playing Destiny for a long time now. I'm tired of it. In fact, I don't play it anymore. For you gamers out there, and let me just say this. What came out 2 weeks ago, Horizon Zero Dawn, fantastic game. I played it at the PlayStation Experience, of which I do things like that too. It was fantastic. It's definitely worth your money. If you don't want to do the space thing, buy Horizon Zero Dawn. I think you'll like that. That is also from a woman's point of view. Well, the gameplay is a female heroine, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
And, Vicky, another reason why I picked you is because you are a woman. Because I've seen so many podcasts that have a men's point of view, and it's not as good as it could be, because if you don't have both sides of the coin, you're really not doing any subject or whatever you're talking about justice.
Hello?
Hello?
Vicky? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yes.
Especially one who's not afraid to tell you where to stick it, how to stick it, what to stick it with, and how deep and...
and how wide.
Yeah.
And sideways if needed.
Yeah.
But it's always.
And I can attest to that personally.
Oh my God! No, he can't. Yes, he can. I guess.
And again, to sum up, we love you to death, Vicky. Thank you for being on 2 years, and you ain't going nowhere, cause we need you.
Well, thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you. I appreciate you very much. Actually, and so just tell me when I'm on, and I'll be there, okay?
Okay. You got anything to say, Carl?
Well, I do have one thing to say. I think it's a wonderful thing that we have a Vickerversary. And to be very honest, Vicky, you're needed, you're wanted, and you're loved very, very much.
I agree.
Thank you, Paul.
1,000.
Thank you, Eric.
Oh, you're very welcome. And you're so awesome to work with. Seriously, I mean, you know.
See, this is a picky. What's the word I want to say? Appreciation society. Not? It's a picky person.
Yeah.
Appreciation society.
I mean, I really enjoy working with you because I love your sense of humor. It's fantastic.
And, you know, we have to have a sense of balance. And whenever you come in, it's right there. You are the sense of balance with our podcast.
Wow, thank you.
And Vicky, when I asked Troy, it just took him 3 seconds to say, okay, what time? That's all he said.
Wow, that's nice. That's nice. That's very nice.
You know, you're very well appreciated and loved by everyone that listens to you and certainly by us.
Oh, yes.
Well, I know my life is different, and it's more expansive now that I do this, and I really appreciate the opportunity to just talk about something I love so much, Stephen, and that's you. You brought this to me. I really appreciate you for that. Science fiction, of course, you know, I don't think gets enough time and needs to be in the face of everybody more. But you give me a platform, and I really, really appreciate that. So, you know, really thank you. It's because of you that I'm here.
You mean it's not because of the person who recommended you to me for about a month before I asked you to be on?
Well, I'm sure he's got something to do with it.
I do. I'm always pro Vicky.
Yes, even though it doesn't seem like it to me, he says he always is. So I give him the benefit of the doubt, okay?
And there's lots of doubts, I'll tell you.
He already have to say it. He says it himself. God.
Yeah, I'm honest, at least in this case. We love you very, very much.
Yes, we do.
Well, thank you, guys. I'm blushing now.
Oh, take a picture.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's one thing I like being a guy. We don't care how messed up our hair is and everything when we take a picture. We just don't care.
True.
I work for a financial institution now. I'm in a three-piece suit 3 days a week. Or actually, 4 days a week now.
That's and you look just like, what's his name from, David Byrne and Stop Making Sense.
I know. You're absolutely right.
Wow, that's a perfect, you're right. You're so right. Yes, that picture fits.
So on behalf of all of us and your fans out there, Vicky, thank you for being on here for 2 years and putting up with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for putting up with me. I can be hard sometimes, lots of times.
Yeah.
Many times.
And
I've been shocked.
We're saying good night, happy Vickyversary, and say good night, everybody.
Good
night. Night, everybody.
Happy Vickyversary.
Good night, everybody.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Open the circuit to the wave motion gun. Open the circuit. Blood receiver pressure increases. It's
full. All the ship's energy is now in the wave motion gun.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
Well, Magneto's right. There's a war coming.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
You sure you're on the right side?
Hasta la vista, baby.